Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Sharpie, Chris, and Steve. Welcome.
Hello.
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 I'm going to keep doing it, Steve.
It just gets worse show after show.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Sharpie's dependable.
He's a howdy
I
every
am.
Time.
I'm dependable.
She is dependable.
Hello.
She does that.
I'm dependable, governor.
On today's show, we're going to bring you the latest from D23 and Disney News, and we're going to get started. Who's just itching to get going?
Oh, me.
All right, Madam Wong.
Okay, so we're super excited because, of course, today was the day that D23 announced a bunch of stuff for the parks, and none of it, I mean, everything's been rumored, right? But this is all just clarification, and they did a big presentation. And one of the things they talked about was the new 11-acre Toy Story land that will be opening up in Hollywood Studios. So there's going to be three new attractions. One is going to be a family-friendly roller coaster. Yay. And it says something about Slinky Dog. So I wonder if that's a little bit like the one they had in Disneyland Paris.
Yeah. That wasn't... But I think that's this one looks more like an actual roller coaster, like a Barnstormer.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. It does.
Slinky Dog.
Look at the picture.
Versus yes. The one at Disneyland Paris, which is just one of those like Himalaya rides that goes around in a circle, but at a very slow rate.
Yes. Yeah. The other one is an alien saucer attractions with the little green men, and they take them around for a spin.
That would be cool.
And then, of course, Toy Story Midway Mania is going to have, the usual game, and they're actually getting another track. Is it two tracks or just one more they're adding?
I think they're at least adding one more track. I can't remember.
I think it's one.
Yeah.
So there should be all kinds of, in addition to this, there will be food and there'll be shops and stuff like this. And if you look at the picture on the Disney Parks blog, you can see all kinds of really interesting stuff. So that's going to be a huge area right there that they're expanding. And I personally am a massive Toy Story fan. I would be even if my kids didn't love those movies, but I think they're super cute.
Yeah.
So
it looks a lot better than the one at Disneyland Paris. It looks like they've finally taken it to the next level. And so the roller coaster Slinky ride at Disneyland Paris is like an off the shelf ride where they've rethemed it. And this looks like an actual roller coaster for like a, entry level first roller coaster for kids
yeah.
of that age. So that'll be cool.
You're right. It does look a lot like Goofy's Barnstormer kind of roller coaster.
And then I can't tell what the alien thing is.
You know what I think the alien thing is? I think it's going to be aliens going on the search for Bob's tonsils.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
I think that's what it is.
If people haven't listened to the show from the very beginning, Bob used to be on the show, extremely funny, and his tonsils were stolen by aliens when he was five.
They don't give you much in the drawing except like it looks like an ice skating rink in the far corner, and you can't tell.
Do you know what? That could be bad. Do you know what that looks like to me, Steve?
I know what it looks like, but it's...
Mm-hmm. What are you going to say?
It looks like the original ride at Disneyland, the saucers.
Luigi's Flying Tires.
It does, but
it
no,
like.
They wouldn't
but it
dare.
I know, but that's what they...
they couldn't get it work. They couldn't get it to work there,
so they're not
going
to...
One more time.
No, they're not.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, it
so
can't
that's...
be... I mean, no, that was the worst ride. That
yeah.
was worse than Heimlich's choo-choo.
I know, but it makes me think like whatever they're building in replace of Luigi's Tires over at California Adventure is going to be the same thing with this alien ride, but themed differently.
Probably.
So I'm guessing it's whatever that is rethemed because that as well they don't show you a lot
mm-hmm.
what they're going to do, and here it's just some vague thing in the corner. So I'm interested. It'd be interesting.
We should have a show where we just talk about rides that are the same at each park, but rethemed differently. Like Dinosaur and Indiana Jones.
Much better. Yeah. Much better as Indiana Jones.
It'd be a really exciting show.
They really need to bring Indiana Jones to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
It's a great attraction.
But it's nice that they're different. And what I like, when I first heard about this Toy Story Land, I thought, ooh, Disneyland Paris. And it's nice that they have it there because they need it, because there's nothing in that park for little kids, just similar to Hollywood Studios. And they do, but it's just not very well done at Disneyland Paris. So this looks like it's going to be done very well, and that they're going to actually have some real attractions that aren't existing carnival rides that have been rethemed. So it'll be nice.
I hope so. All right, let's go with Sharpie and Avatar.
So lots more development on Avatar, a lot more lot more concept artwork. Avatar Land is coming much faster than what anticipated. So what they've announced with Avatar Land is Pandora, the world of Avatar, which will be a journey into the magnificent world of Pandora. That's more talking about the themed land. One of the coolest things is the Flight of Passage. It's going to be like the centerpiece of the entire Avatar world, and it'll bring guests along on like a thrilling scenes from the movie, and where they'll actually soar on a banshee over a vast alien world, taking it directly from Disney's website. However, yeah, it is going to be very much a Soarin-like attraction from what I have seen, with early engineering designs and stuff, things I've seen around the web. So I'm really, really excited about that. The movie Avatar was one of the most stunning visual movies I have ever seen of all time. Just the level of detail, and knowing that it was an entirely created world, to be able to journey into that is really where Disney does their best work in bringing a story to life and making it experiential in more ways than one. So I think that's just going to be absolutely incredible. And then the next thing, of course, happening at Animal Kingdom, will be Rivers of Light. That will be, and that's expected to open next spring. This is going to be the Animal Kingdom's first nighttime show. There's going to be a lot of really cool things. There's going to be it's going to combine live music, floating lanterns, the water projection screens like you've seen used with both Fantasmic and World of Color at Disneyland. And there's just going to be all sorts of Animal Kingdom imagery used. So I really do think this is going to be one of Disney's most innovative nighttime shows that they have ever put together. And then the area where they're looking to do that is going to give a very, very vast area of viewing. It's going to be in that back corner of the park, but you'll also be able to see it from different areas toward the front of the park as well. I'm really, really excited about that development in Animal Kingdom. But aside from all of those different developments at the Animal Kingdom, two new cooler things. There's going to be sunset safaris. It's actually going to be a nighttime adventure. And this is going to be next spring. And you'll actually be able to travel on the savanna after dark in the nighttime. And they're adding two new species to go along with this. And those are African wild dogs and hyenas. So if you needed the safari to be any more Lion King-esque, they're bringing hyenas.
So how are they going to do that at night?
Say it again.
Ooh, Mufasa.
I mean, nighttime viewing, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't think they would light the animal enclosures. So, I mean, who knows? It could be a night vision kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not,
Or it
not
could
sure.
be a, yeah. It could be nighttime, or it could be a dusk, or I don't know. It'll be interesting. And that'll be cool to be able to do that at night and see. It'll be interesting to see if just having those two species warrants doing the entire savanna, or if it's a shorter version, or how that works. I'm also excited about Avatar Land.
Yeah, it's gonna. I'm
excited
gonna bring...
now.
Animal Kingdom was already a full day park, right, Chris Wood?
Yes.
I actually love Animal Kingdom just the way it is. I mean, I think it's beautifully themed and everything. I don't Avatar Land. I haven't seen the movie. I have no desire to see that.
You're gonna
movie.
See the movie.
There was never the land of the mythical beasts. Oh, if you are a hare of an environmentalist, you will absolutely love Avatar.
Can't I be a hair of an environmentalist without like dealing with all these people dressed up in? I mean, they're painted blue. I have no idea what the costume or
it's incredible.
Concept is.
You have to. All right. So here's a couple things. They have. There's also
you hated it. Stop it.
No, there's a boat ride coming, which they didn't talk about yet. But we saw plans leaked. I don't know, a year or so ago for the boat ride, which looks like it might be cool. And there's some videos out there now from D23 that show like some of the fiber optic plants and nighttime things that look like it's going to be amazing at night. And they were showing some of the food selections. So the food looks really interesting because they'll have like some weird looking leaf with like some like bubbly looking, almost like bubble tea type orange bubbles inside of the leaf, you know, which are probably some type of sugary thing. But then some of them that Joe Rohde had on a plate kind of look like grubs. And I was like, I don't care what they taste like. They just look like larvae, like little, and they're and they look like they've been fried. So I don't care, even if they're like, you know, prime rib wrapped in bacon to made to look like grubs, they just look like grubs. So that was the one food item that I saw a picture of that I was like, oh, I don't think
I think that movie wasn't a huge movie and it was so long ago, and I know they're releasing another one, I guess, but I don't know. It's just,
well, they need
I love the movie. I love the message of the movie. I love the imagery of the movie. I love the soundtrack from the movie. It was great. I loved
it. You're such a nice, positive person.
It's weird that they never, I mean, that was so long ago, and they need to, they need to have another successful movie in that franchise. And then I think it'll, and if it is, then I think it'll take off. And even if it isn't, I think just the land looks so cool that it's going to be, that it's going to be fun. It's like the sleeping edition, and everyone's already excited about the next thing, which is the Star Wars land. And they've already forgotten that the Avatar thing's opening, but that'll make that a full day park, and it'll be really cool to go there at night. So, can't wait.
Okay,
the show is going to be awesome.
We're going to go ahead and jump into Star Wars. So with the new Star Wars lands that they're doing one at Disneyland Park. Is it California Adventure or Disneyland Park?
It doesn't. It's at Disneyland because they're saying that it, or they're hinting that it's over at Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, that's right. So you've got one there, and then you're going to have one in Orlando at Disney Hollywood Studios. And each of these parks is going to be huge, 14-plus acres each. They're going to be pretty identical, have a lot of similarities. But Bob Iger was saying that this is the largest single-themed land in expansion history. So it's going to be pretty epic.
That's pretty cool because, like, you get into Cars Land and you're pretty much in there. And it goes way back when you think about Radiator Springs and
the buildings
that you don't even see. So if that's not, I wonder how big that is.
If it's not as big as the new Star Wars land.
I know, but it's even, so it's going to be pretty cool.
And each Star Wars land is going to have two attractions. This year they're going to start off, they're going to have finished this year, the new Star Wars launch bay. And this is where they're going to go ahead and introduce you to the seventh movie. And, that's Star Wars, The Force Awakens. They're also going to have, it's an interactive type of environment where you can play with things and look at things that are from the new movie to introduce you to it. But they're also going to reminisce about the first six. I don't know if you can call them the first six. I guess they're the first six movies, episodes 1 through 6.
I don't know. Chris Wood would know. She's a Star Wars geek.
Well, you started with 4, and then you went back to 1, so then you jumped to 7. So it is technically the first six. They weren't in order, but it all works out. So what else on Star Wars Land?
So they have, I guess, two, what I would call, I guess, e-ticket attractions. They talk about one being able to fly the most recognizable ship in the fleet, which is the Millennium Falcon. And then the other one is something to do with the new film and being involved in one of the battles in the upcoming film. But you have to think, like, you know, like just like Cars Land, they're going to have restaurants and maybe they'll have the cantina, Chris.
Yay.
I can't do it right now. Still a little under the weather.
That was my wedding dance.
Undoubtedly. As your husband did his Darth Vader voice.
Chris, let's get married.
I am your husband.
I'm telling you, he sounds just like him.
It's scary.
It is. It's very scary.
And you, of course, sound just like Princess Leia.
Oh, that's one of my contenders for my Halloween costume.
Do you think this is going to make it so Disney Hollywood Studios is up to par with California Adventure, or at least close?
I think it's going to be awesome. So between, go ahead.
No, go.
Between that and Toy Story, yes.
Okay, so we didn't mention the most exciting part, and that's going to be Hyperspace Mountain.
Well, yeah, Hyperspace Mountain is coming over just to Disneyland, and it's a seasonal event that they're going to have. So they'll probably do
reimagining.
Yeah, so they'll do like they do probably for Halloween, where they turn it into, what is it, Ghost?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, no, it's Ghost.
When they do Space Mountain. Yeah,
so.
They make that a creepy one.
Yeah, it's Ghost Mountain. Someone's going to tell me. I can't remember what
Haunted
it is.
Haunted Mountain. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. But they do something similar during Halloween for Space Mountain there. So they'll do something.
Spook Mountain. That would make sense.
Yes, but
do they do that all through the holiday season, or is it just Halloween? You know how like they do the Haunted Mansion; it's the entire time.
I think this one might only be for the Halloween.
I think it's only Halloween.
Okay.
And you know, it has ghosts and different music, so they'll do the same thing with X-Wing Fighter and music and change it up. So it's something cool for the locals. And then over at Disney World, they'll do a fireworks display over.
That's at Hollywood Studios.
At Hollywood Studios. So and that's. Always great with the music.
It's going to be so cool with that whole score.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't.
It's going to be really cool.
It's going to be so exciting.
And you're like so close to the fireworks there. It's almost surrounds you. It's awesome. Behind the Chinese theater. And now you'll be able to see the Chinese theater. Pretty nice. Yeah, so they'll have a seasonal event. When does that one start? Is it 2016?
That one is going to start early next year, 16. And then they're also going to do a couple of adaptations. Well, they're going to switch it up with Star Tours. Later in 15 this year, they're going... Hold on. Sorry. Later this year for Star Tours, they're going to have a new adventure. And it's going to have some things from the new movie, Star Wars The Force Awakens. New locations and characters that we're going to have in the new movie. And they're going to incorporate those into a new Star Tours. You know how you always can get a different adventure, if you want to call it that, a new journey. They'll have a new one, and it'll be based on the new characters and locations that are in The Force Awakens.
It's pretty cool. We got stuff coming in 15, stuff coming in 16,
yeah,
17,
it's gonna be,
18.
There's going to be a lot to report in the next couple of years. I'm very excited.
I have to keep my cholesterol level down.
You really do.
I do now. Because
look, don't need you to die.
I have to.
You have to live.
There's so much coming. There's like downtown Disney's got all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
I can fly my own Millennium Falcon.
Thank God. You've got a reason to live now.
I know. Hey, this is not even to talk about Shanghai Disneyland, which it looks like it's going to be amazing. And then Tokyo Disney. Or not Tokyo,
not
Hong Kong Disney.
Anyway, though.
There's so many. There's so much going on. I know.
You know what? We didn't even talk about Iron Man.
Yeah, so Iron Man over at Hong Kong Disneyland. So that's opening up, I think, I'm trying to pull it up right now as we're talking. I believe
2016.
2016 for Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have meet and greets and then some type of attraction, I believe, over there as well. And then last but not least, Epcot. Don't forget about Epcot. And I have to think that there's more planned for Epcot, but they just don't want to announce everything at once because they have to have another D23 conference, at least at some point. So Epcot, they announced that they're going to do a new film. It's, I guess, Soarin' Around the World. And we heard about this when we were at Disneyland from one of the VIP guides. The filming is already done. They already have the sign to put up to hang.
Philander.
Yeah.
Philander, our guy. Yeah.
Philander.
Yeah,
he's
so
very good.
So the new film will be coming out, and that'll be nice for the additional screen over at Disney World.
And when does that debut?
Next
year.
2016?
Yes.
So 2016 for the new Soarin' Around the World.
And they're also going to get new sound systems, and they're going to really enhance the experience, and it'll be cool, mm-hmm. and it'll make that Soarin' line even longer.
No, it won't, because they'll have two screens.
Well, that's true.
Or not two screens. They already have... that many.
They're
going to
have another,
one. Yeah.
Yeah. So whether the line stays the same because of added interest or if it goes down because of the extra screen. We'll see. We'll let you know.
So the things that they didn't even talk about are the Norway Pavilion, of course, which has Frozen, which is on its way. I have to
that's
think.
That's right. They didn't mention that.
Yeah. So
when
that's
is that opening, like in May?
I don't know. I know there's a meet and greet and then there's the ride. We'll have to look at the dates.
I'm kind of excited about that.
The ride or the meet and greet?
The ride.
Yeah. Have you guys done the meet and greet for Anna and Elsa yet? We haven't done it.
I haven't.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Well, and you have to, maybe it's a Beauty and the Beast type of, or Belle type of thing, you know, where it's a little more than just going in and meeting them. I have to think that they've upgraded that experience.
Like maybe they sit down and pretend they're your friend.
I
like this, like talk to you for like 10 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, Steve, let's play a game.
Yeah. You want to play Uno?
You want to build a snowman?
You could build,
a snowman.
It doesn't have to
hey,
be
Hey, Steve.
Yes. I that's what I'm hoping for. And then I can take a creepy photo with both of them. And
I would pay money for a creepy photo with
and
you.
And then I'll change my, put it on my Facebook page.
All my photos that I have of you are creepy, though.
Yes, I've noticed. There's a lot of them on Mouse Chat.
I swear to God.
Like every, yeah, well, like Steve, would... just like, do something awkward. And I'm just going to keep taking photos as you walk through the parks.
You wouldn't have creepy photos of you on Mouse Chat if you wouldn't do creepy things.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying. You know, Lisa, all the ones I put up of Lisa and Lauren and are nice. I need to get some good ones of Sharpie, but yeah.
You know what? The ones of Sharpie, they're very dapper.
Yes. Sharpie's very dapper. I need to get some good ones.
Oh, you know, the other thing we didn't talk about this coming just later this, is it later this year?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The Skipper Cantina over at Adventureland.
So tell us about it.
I'm excited about this, actually. Not because I like the Jungle Cruise, because I don't, but because it's about food.
Well, it could be interesting because it's got, I guess, four different themed rooms. So that'll be interesting to explore. There's a crew mess hall, a hidden secret meeting room that was the famed Society of Explorers and Adventurers. And then it's going to be manned by the Jungle Crew skippers. And we believe it's table service, but it hasn't been announced. That's our gut.
We're speculating because they are talking about reservations. So
it totally makes sense that it would be table service.
It makes
if you're
going
to have any kind of, you know, in-depth theming and interaction with the servers. So,
yeah, I wonder if it's going to be kind of like the interaction that you've got at Primetime Cafe where they actually take on those roles.
Yeah, but let's hope it's not like Primetime Cafe where it's like incredibly inconsistent.
That's true.
It could be fun. Yeah, that's true. It could be fun. It could be like a Wilderness Lodge, you know, where they're interacting with you. What is that over there? And I can't think of the name of it.
Over where?
Whispering Canyon.
Whispering Canyon. Yeah, so it could be something like that as well, where they're interacting with you and then they've got fun theming. It could be really cool.
And that's
opening pretty soon as well, so.
We need more restaurants in the Magic Kingdom. A client was just saying the other day when I mentioned options for the Magic Kingdom, they were like, is that it? I'm like, yeah, pretty much. So hopefully.
So we have something coming to pretty much every park.
Yes.
Epcot is not getting too much.
Oh, we forgot to talk about the new land they're putting in Epcot.
And did we talk about this new Soarin' movie?
We talked about.
Yes.
The new movie.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have the new movie coming, which is when they put in the new screen. So around the world. So that'll be nice. You have to think that they have a World of Color or something similar in the works, but they haven't announced anything.
Yeah, but they just...
And they have
they just
something coming.
World of Color. They just biffed it up.
No, I mean over at Epcot. Maybe they'll do something like that eventually. But they're doing something like that at Animal Kingdom. And it looks like they're planning something over at Magic Kingdom for the castle because they put in some towers for projection and made that whole area
where
in the hub at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll probably do a Disneyland Dreams Paris type show. So there's a lot of stuff still in the works that I think is coming that they just have left to plus it up even more.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that there wasn't a more in-depth presentation, but I think we'll see more over the coming months. It's not like when they announced the new Fantasyland and they had this big, amazing map of everything.
Yeah, like the full-scale model.
Yeah. So, but hopefully we'll start seeing more.
Now, there is a model of the Avatar Land. And there's pictures of that and video of that that I saw. I know Mouse Steps took some video of it. The hard thing is, though, that it's very hard to see the details, and they keep switching it from daytime to nighttime to let you see how it would look at night. So you it's, and when they switch it to nighttime, it's just almost impossible to see on video. So we'll have to go in person.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
It'll be great.
Chris. Anything
I'm sure
else?
Like it.
Anything else anyone's excited about?
I'm excited about everything.
I'm excited about my new cough drop. Hopefully this will help.
Yay!
I'm excited that Hollywood Studios is finally going to be a destination park rather than a hodgepodge of what was supposed to be.
Yeah,
don't you
like
notice
it.
That if you're talking to people and they say, okay, I've got 4 days worth of tickets and I know I need two for the Magic Kingdom. What do I skip? Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios? I always say, skip Hollywood Studios. Why would you go there? But you won't be saying that in a couple of years.
Yeah,
that's very true. And they're actually adding some children's attractions geared for a younger age, which is something that Hollywood Studios has frankly been missing.
Yeah.
That is true.
For its entire life.
Well, that's what it's like the Bugs Land that they did over at California Adventure is perfect, and it's the same type thing. And then they did it at Disneyland Paris with the Toy Story. They just, I don't think, did it as well as they're going to do it at Hollywood Studios. And everybody loves Toy Story, so it's perfect for that age group. It's a perfect theme. It's a movie that everybody loves. And they've got the ride already, so they can expand off of that.
Yeah.
Get rid of that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playland. So
that's a really tough park to have kids, little kids in. Cause you know, you can do Beauty and the Beast, you can do Little Mermaid, and there's a couple, you know, obviously Toy Story and the Playhouse Disney, but after that you're just done.
Yeah. So it's going to be nice. It'll be many, many years, but when it's done, it'll be pretty cool. And then they, you know, Disney owns Indiana Jones now as well. So I don't know if Star Wars is going to take that theater out or if they're going to redo that show.
A lot of space
as well, so there's a lot of cool things that they can still do. Oh, and the great, we didn't even talk about it, in the Great Movie Ride, has that been, I know they were redoing that, is that still in the process or did they finish that?
It's done. It's ooh. Frankly, it's a dud.
That's what I was wondering, because
is it really?
They added the voiceover part from the Turner Classic Movies guy, and it's
now. Did they get rid of the guides?
The guides are still there.
Okay,
like he provides like a little bit of intro text, and then a little bit of dialogue throughout. But there's no it was more of an addition of sponsorship, not really a change to the ride.
Oh, and they still have the same scenes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, all of them. Like and the movie at the end, changed.
Yeah,
but
all right.
Yeah. Oh
well.
I get so
you sound
that
flustered.
Could be so much.
Well,
but
yes,
it's not. It's just and some of those animatronics are just flat out awful. The whole alien scene is just bad.
I know, it's so old.
And plus, you're so close to those animatronics in that scene.
Yeah, I know.
Like when I think it's Sigourney Weaver, when her eyes are like shifting left and right, I'm like, that is so mechanical. Please do something about that.
Oh, Sharpie.
I know.
Well, hopefully everything from there is better.
I'll be like Frozen. I'll just let it go.
Nice.
Ba-dum-bum. All right. You know what? I think we need to skate on out of this podcast and close it up. So I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousejet.net. If you enjoy our shows, please download them at iTunes or at mousejet.net. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousejet.